Elisa sat in a far humbler but still comfortable chair and began working on the first of the gowns, while Angelique continued gazing pensively out the window. Several minutes passed in silence before Angelique stirred and turned her head, propping her chin on a raised palm as she regarded Elisa.
"Are you going to tell the boys?"
she asked quietly, and Elisa's needle paused for just a moment. She looked down at it, biting her lip, then shook her head.
No, not yet.
Her nostrils flared, and she began once again setting neat, perfect stitches.
They'll have to know eventually, of course, and Timothy already suspects what's happening, I think. But I won't risk telling them till I've got them someplace safe, or at least,
she smiled with bitter, barren humor, someplace safer.
I could get you aboard ship tomorrow.
Angelic's statement sounded tentative, but Elisa shook her head again.
No,
her voice was harsher.
It wasn't much of a marriage in all too many ways, but he is my husband. And at the end of his life, I think perhaps he's finally found at least a trace of the man I always knew was hidden somewhere down inside him.
She looked up at Angelique, her eyes brimming with tears at last.
I won't abandon that man if he's finally found him. It's going to be horrible, Angelique warned. You know that?
Yes, I do. And I want to remember it. Elisa's face had hardened.
I want to be able to tell them how it was, what they did to him in God's name.
The last two words dripped acid. And Angelic nodded.
If that's what you want,
she said gently.
I want to be able to tell them, Elisa repeated.
Angelic only gazed at her for several seconds, then smiled with an odd mixture of fondness, sorrow, and memory.
It's such a pity he never knew, she said.
Elisa looked at her as if perplexed by the apparent change of subject.
Knew what? Knew about us. Knew about how long we've known one another, what we kept hoping we'd see in him. It was so hard not to just take him by the front of his cassock and try to shake some sense into him. We couldn't risk it. Well, you couldn't.
Elisa sighed.
Perhaps I could have. Perhaps I should have. But he was always too busy playing the game. He never heard me when I threw out a hint, never recognized a suggestion. They just went right past him, and I was afraid to be too explicit, and...
It was her turn to smile sadly.
I always thought there'd still be time. I never imagined he might come to this. Neither did I,
Angelic said, and leaned back in the window seat, folding her hands in her lap.
I'll miss your letters, she said. Lisbeth will take my place, Elisa said. It will take her a few months to get all of the delivery arrangements settled fully into place, but she knows what to do. I wasn't talking about that.
Angelic smiled crookedly.
I was talking about your letters. Quite a few of the others really do hold my past against me, you know, those who know of it at all. You never did. Of course I didn't.
Elisa laughed quietly, softly.
I've known you since you were less than a year old, Angelic, and your past is what made you so effective. But it felt so strange sometimes discussing him with you,
Angelic said wistfully.
Yes, it did, sometimes.
Elisa bent back to her stitchery.
In many ways, you were more his wife than I ever was. You certainly saw more of him after the boys were born than I did. Did you resent that?
Angelic's voice was quiet.
I never dared to actually ask you that, you know.
I resented the fact that the power games he played here in Zion were more important to him than his family, Elisa replied, never looking up from her work.
I resented the fact that he pursued his comfort and brothels. But that was his world, the one he was born to. It wasn't your fault or your doing,
and I never resented you."
"I'm glad,"
Angelic said softly.
"I'm glad, Adderai."